And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of March, 2025. The publication of Animal Architects, Building and the Evolution of Intelligence by James and Carol Gould was on this day in 2007. The structures animals build provide a superb window on the workings of the animal mind. Animal Architects examines animal architecture across a range of species, from those whose blueprints are largely innate, such as spiders and their webs, to those whose challenging structures seem to require intellectual insight, planning, and even aesthetics, such as bowerbirds' nests or beavers' dams. The publication of Mama's Last Hug by Franz De Waal was on this day in 2019. Mama's Last Hug is a fascinating exploration of the rich emotional lives of animals, beginning with Mama, a chimpanzee matriarch who formed a deep bond with biologist Jan van Hoof. Her story, and others like it, from dogs adopting the injuries of their companions, to rats helping fellow rats in distress, to animals revisiting the bones of their loved ones, show that humans are not the only species with the capacity for love, hate, fear, shame, guilt, joy, disgust, and empathy. Franz De Waal opens our hearts and minds to the many ways in which humans and other animals are connected. The publication of Baking Vegan Bread at Home, Beautiful Everyday and Artisan Plant-Based Breads by Shane Martin was on this day in 2024. Everyone deserves good homemade bread, but if you are a vegan, it has long been challenging to bake a luscious, earthy, plant-based loaf to serve and enjoy, simply because so many breads and flavored breads contain animal products like eggs, milk, cream, and butter. Vegan baking has seen great improvements in recent years, however, and the tide has turned. In more than 70 recipes that range from the familiar and kid-friendly to the rustic and artisanal, celebrated vegan blogger Shane Martin reveals how fun and delectable it is to bake vegan breads. With everyday sandwich loaves and elegant French and Italian-inspired artisan rounds and loaves, and with lots of sweet or cheesy-filled breads and quick breads, baking vegan bread at home serves up a feast of honest and healthy homemade goodness. And this evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, the University of Denver Law Program is presenting Canada's Prison Farms Exposed. In 2018, the Correctional Service of Canada announced that it would be launching a new prison farm pilot project at two penitentiaries in Kingston, Ontario. The stated purpose was to provide incarcerated men with training and transferable skills and the opportunity to work with livestock. The program was promoted to the public as a good news story focused on images of prisoners milking cows and bottle-feeding baby calves. Through a multi-year investigation, Evolve Our Prison Farms has uncovered over 45,000 pages of government records revealing the facts behind the facade of Canada's prison farm program. Evolve has published a new comprehensive report exposing the political underbelly of Canada's prison farms and how the meat and dairy industries have commandeered and commercialized prison labor in Canada. Find the event's Zoom link in today's show notes. And here's a poem for today, Bread by H.E. Wilkinson. Farmer, is the harvest ready? For we must have bread. Go and look at my fields, is what the farmer said. So we ran and saw the wheat standing straight and tall. There's your bread, the farmer said. Have no fear at all. Miller, is the flour ready? For we must have bread. Go and look in all my sacks, is what the miller said. So we ran and saw the flour, soft and white as snow. There's your bread, the miller said, as we turned to go. Mother, is the oven ready? For we must have bread. Go and open wide the door, is what our mother said. So we ran and saw the loaves, crisp and brown to see. There's your bread, our mother said, ready for your tea. Bread by H.E. Wilkinson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animals are for loving, plants are for eating.